Thanks, Martin. So in that passage, we've heard a number, you hear a number of different examples of what you might like call gospel change, change because of what, because of Jesus. Now, I'm not going to look at all of those and concentrate on the first chunk of the passage. And at the very beginning of the passage, we find that Paul has continued his travels because he's been moving around a lot, and he's arrived at Ephesus again, where he stays put for a long, long time. Let me just do that. And the first group of people he meets, it says, is a small group of disciples, about 12, who've been baptized in the name of John, it says. But they're clearly not believers. They don't know who Jesus is, and they certainly don't know who the Holy Spirit is, let alone received him. They haven't got the whole picture, if you like. But when they were clearly introduced to Jesus, and they obviously believed in him, and they were, because they were baptized into his name, and then they received the Holy Spirit, we read. And the change in them was instantaneous. It was astonishing. They spoke with tongues and prophesied. And that's an outward sign of the change that had taken place in their lives. They'd experienced that ultimate change of allegiance from themselves to Jesus. And the gift, those gifts of the Holy Spirit were instantly at work. But there was another thing, another clue that they changed. Perhaps more important, I would actually argue. When Paul continues his work in the synagogue and in that lecture hall a little bit later, these new converts, these disciples, went with him. And they immediately became Jesus' witnesses. So there are a couple of things you need to say, quick things. If we are truly Christians, we will see the Holy Spirit at work within us. We will see his gifts lavished upon us to be used in his service. We will not all see all of the gifts. We won't have it's not like a checklist. You know, I got that one, and I got that one, and I got that one. But I would suggest that across this room, all of the gifts will be apparent somewhere or other, at some point or other. Some of them are rare, and some of them are more commonplace. But they all exist, I think, in my view. And the other sign of change here is simply that if we're passionate about Jesus, then we will be passionate to see our friends and families to know him as Lord. We will be passionate to see him rescue our friends and families from the consequences of sin. Quite simply, we will be desperate to tell others about what Jesus has done for us. Let me give you a quick picture. If we're in a sinking ship in the middle of a massive storm and we're rescued by the RNLI, we will be desperate to tell everyone about just how brave and potentially self-sacrificial our rescuers were. We would be in the newspapers, on the television, on the radio, on Twitter, telling our story constantly, saying how wonderful these people were in saving our life. How do we know about how awful about it is in Ukraine? It's been reported massively, and we're having individual stories come out of that. How much more should we be sharing our story about our rescue by Jesus? How much more will the Holy Spirit open up our mouths to proclaim his work and his wonders? If we have truly changed, then our desire to talk about Jesus will also gradually change. And what were the results of Paul's work? We read, because of his work, every Jew and Greek in the country of Asia heard the word of the Lord. And then also, God used Paul to do some very special miracles. As the gospel changes people's lives, so it also changes the world around us. If we truly want to see the world changed, then the place to begin is to see people's hearts changed. And that's true about the situation in the Ukraine as anywhere else. Let me be clear. We want to pray for things like Russian withdrawal and a good peaceful settlement. There's plenty of other things as well. And that God, in his sovereign act, sovereign goodness, can and will act, I have confidence. However, think about this. If we saw millions of people across those two nations and beyond truly turn to Christ, then their lives and attitudes towards others would radically change. If we want to truly see radical change, we need to start with people's hearts. If President Putin's heart was changed due to him truly turning to Christ, do you think his inclination would be to greedily invade a neighbouring sovereign country as opposed to gently serve and cooperate with that country? Political leaders who truly love Jesus will undoubtedly seek the way of peace and not the path of war. And that would be an astonishing gospel picture and gospel change that would truly change the world. And you could apply that to so many, many other things. But what was the end result of the gospel change, God's gospel changes in Ephesus? We read this towards the end of that passage we heard. In a powerful way, the word of the Lord kept spreading and growing. Isn't that fantastic? Change produces change produces change. The process was at times extremely hard, but the end result was continued gospel progress. The Holy Spirit was hugely at work in people's lives in Ephesus, and he continues to be at work here in Holy Trinity. So let's just very much have that in our hearts and minds. Pray for others, pray for heart change, and pray that all will continue. Pray for change. Amen. Let's just be quiet for a moment, shall we? Heavenly Father, thank you for Paul going to Ephesus, and thank you for his encounter with those disciples. Those disciples didn't have the full picture of who Jesus was. Thank you for their change. Thank you for their change through the Holy Spirit. And pray that we can have that same desire to see people's hearts changed. Not through what we do, but through the work of the Spirit, working through the gospel. And we do pray for that gospel change, not just to be people we know and people around here, but to be worldwide in its scope. Pray that even now, that churches in Ukraine and in Russia will also be praying for those around them. Yes, for peace, but for true gospel change within their hearts. Praise in Jesus' name. Amen.